control of the airwaves toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. As always, lots to talk about. Of course, your calls are primary if you make them. But here's some news from ABC News, California. A woman has gone missing. And normally, this is certainly terrible news. You know, whenever, whether it's a lady or a man or a young child or whoever, anybody going missing, usually bad news.
Usually not men on the national news, I can tell you that.
That's true. Normally you do have to be a young and attractive lady in order to get mentioned on the news.
Or a young child. News.
Right. In this case, the woman in question is Veronica Ruiz, who's a 25-year-old. And volunteer searchers could not find a backpack belonging to her. She went missing 1 week ago after a difficult breakup with her boyfriend. So certainly not a situation you want anybody that you love to be in. However, when it's an IRS agent, well, it's hard to really care that much. The discovery in a North California state park would have been the first clue uncovered since Veronica told family and friends last Monday she was going for a hike near Mount Tamalpais. But Maricris Ruiz, Veronica's sister, said that she traced the steps taken by search volunteers Sunday who claimed to see a backpack matching the description of the missing woman's. In the distance, she could not locate the item. Authorities suspended the official search for Ruiz Wednesday after finding no evidence she was victim of foul play. I'm all bloody tonight.
Where is she?
She disappeared.
Okay.
They say here, we've eliminated anything that might have been suspicious. We're not talking about a kidnapped victim or anything like that. One of the detectives said that Ruiz's car was found parked at her house near the base of the mountain. The only things that were missing were her work credentials, her government-issued firearm, a backpack, and her running gear.
IRS agent, and she has a government-issued firearm?
You didn't know this?
Well, I know that some of them do, that there's
sort of enforcement division there, I think.
Yeah, there certainly is. There's some amount of government agents, pretty much. Agency.
So she's essentially, she's the worst kind of IRS thug.
Armed one.
Right. They're all bad news, but she's the worst of the worst. Ruiz, a criminal investigator for the San Rafael Office of the Internal Revenue Service, is a graduate of the California University of California at Berkeley and worked at the tax and audit firm KPMG before joining the federal tax agency. Her and her boyfriend of 2 years broke up last weekend. And then last Monday, Ruiz, who goes by the nickname Nikki, called in sick to work. She then declined an offer to have lunch that day with a friend, certainly some strange behavior. During that phone call, she told the friend she was going to go for a hike at the state park to clear her head. Maybe she was having some second thoughts about her career choice.
Sounds like boyfriend problems.
Yeah, maybe. Despite the decision by authorities to suspend the official search, a number of people continued on and kept looking for her. But apparently they haven't been able to find Miss Ruiz. I don't know. I just figured I'd bring that up. Just kind of interesting.
Why?
Yeah, she's just a woman who's missing, but I don't think anyone should care.
Because she's an IRS agent?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. I mean, I understand what you're saying. People don't like IRS agents and everything, but it's bad for their family, and it's not a good thing. And she should come around to realizing that, well, a job with the IRS hurts people, but... Nah, I don't think I want to wish ill on her like that.
So if she had gone and ruined people's lives as
which she likely has,
doing her job as an enforcement agent,
I certainly wouldn't feel bad if I was one of those people.
Right. So if she never came back, then really, what's the world lost?
Yeah.
I mean, they'll fill her job with somebody
else. Absolutely
so
true.
It won't really do anything to reduce the amount of violence that the government is enacting on us on a daily basis. But nonetheless, good luck. 800-259-9231. Also, now here's a little bit more positive news from the AP. Science fiction writers have suggested a future Earth populated by a blend of all races into a common human form. In real life, the reverse seems to be happening. People are evolving more rapidly than in the distant past, with residents of various continents becoming increasingly different from one another, say researchers. One of them said, I was raised with the belief that modern humans showed up 40 to 50,000 years ago and haven't changed. Seems like the opposite is true. Our species is not static, he added in a telephone interview. That doesn't mean that we should expect major changes in just a few generations, though evolution occurs over thousands of years. Harpending and colleagues looked at the DNA of humans and that of chimpanzees, our closest relative. They reported in this week's online edition of the Proceedings in National Academy of Sciences, if evolution had been proceeding steadily at the current rate since humans and chimps separated 6 million years ago, there should be 160 times more differences than the researchers found. That indicates that human evolution had been slower in the distant past, he explained. Rapid population growth has been coupled with vast changes in cultures and ecology, creating new opportunities for adaptation. The past 10,000 years have seen rapid skeletal and dental evolution in human populations.
Here's what I don't understand, though, is I don't know how it is in other countries. I would imagine in some that it's not as good as it is in the United States. But the infant mortality rate is very low in the United States,
mm-hmm.
which essentially means that we aren't evolving. If natural selection is what evolution is, and
I don't think that means that.
You don't?
I think that means that. No, I think that you adapt to your surroundings and your circumstances over time, and I don't think that kids dying is really that much of a factor.
Well, natural selection means that nature selects who lives and who dies.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, I don't really think evolution's occurring any longer. Something else is occurring.
Well, the scientists are saying it's happening at a much faster rate.
No.
They're saying...
Some guy wrote an article.
Well, no, this is a group of scientists that it's published in a peer-reviewed journal.
It's not really evolution, though. Your genes aren't evolving. They aren't... What I was taught was evolution is natural selection. And to me, this is not it. It's, if somebody can call in and explain otherwise to me, I'd be happy to listen. But
you probably should, because I'm certainly no expert on this issue. But as I understand it, evolution is a little bit more than that. The number is 800-259-9231. But nonetheless, the experts say that the past 10,000 years have seen rapid skeletal and dental evolution in human populations, as well as the appearance of many new genetic responses to diet and disease. For instance, Mark, I have never had the wisdom teeth. I don't have them.
You just don't have wisdom teeth?
No.
I only have two.
So you still have four, right?
I have two, right.
Right. So you're a little bit more evolved than most people, and I'm more evolved than you are, see?
I suppose. I don't know that that's necessarily evolution. I mean,
it could be.
More. How about, how do you know?
I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there.
What, isn't more teeth better than less teeth? Maybe they're more evolved than you are.
They found that different changes are occurring in Africans, Asians, and Europeans. Most anthropologists agree that humans first evolved in Africa, then spread to other areas, and the lighter skin color of Europeans and Asians is generally attributed to selection to allow more absorption of vitamin D in colder climates where there's less sun. The increase in human population from millions to billions in the last 10,000 years accelerated the rate of evolution, so contrary to what you were suggesting, Mark, because we were in new environments to which we needed to adapt. So because they spread out to new areas, evolution sped up a bit.
Mm.
And with a larger population, more mutations were able to occur. In another example, researchers noted that in China and in most of Africa, few people can digest fresh milk into adulthood. Yet in Sweden and Denmark, the gene that makes the milk-digesting enzyme lactase remains active, so almost everyone can drink fresh milk, explaining why dairy farming is more common in Europe than in the Mediterranean and Africa.
Hmm.
Researchers studied 3.9 million gene snippets from 270 people in four populations, Han Chinese, Japanese, Africa's Yoruba tribe, and Utah Mormons, who traced their ancestry to Northern Europe. Director of the Human Origins Program at the Smithsonian said he thinks the researchers' reasoning regarding rapid adaptive change is plausible. The study mainly points to an overall expansion in the human population over the past 40,000 years to explain the genetic data. Yet the archaeological record shows that humans increasingly divided themselves into distinct cultures and migrating groups, factors that seem to play only a small role in their analysis. Dividing the human population into finer units and their movement into new regions may have forced quicker adaptive evolution in our species. Sort of like when you move to a new climate, eventually you adapt to that. So that, just on a massive scale for all of mankind, essentially. Potts, who is now part of the research team, added he liked the report because it points to how genetic data can be used to test a variety of ideas about recent human adaptation. I just think it's fascinating, the idea that evolution might be speeding up for us. It seems like everything's speeding up.
I'm skeptical.
Technology is speeding up. The marketplace is just bringing more and more new technological wonders to us at an ever-increasing clip, and maybe we're evolving along with it. We'll go to your thoughts as well on this one at 800-259-9231 if you want to chime in or bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Attention. This is an urgent news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, there's a very real chance you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to beat them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts that you can surf around through, get interactive, talk with some of our other listeners about all kinds of different topics, serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all there at bbs.freetalklive.com. And do you have more debt than you can pay? You don't have to file bankruptcy. You can pay pennies on the dollar, and your credit doesn't have to take a hit. It's a 100% legal, 100% ethical program that will show you how to get out of debt in 90 minutes. Go to outin90.com. To learn more, that's outin90.com. As we go to the phones, we talk to Johnson in Connecticut on the Amp Line. Johnson, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Hey, I just wanted to call in about actually two things. First being evolution, because Mark wanted me to explain a little bit about what evolution is. And
well, I asked people to call in, and you are one of the smarter people I know, and I'm glad you called in. But I'm really curious about this. The claim is in this article that scientists say that evolution is speeding up. When I say that since the infant mortality rate in the United States is so low that, in fact, we're not evolving at all,
right.
Because natural selection isn't occurring.
That's not evolution. So I'm torn with this because on the one hand, I sort of say, yeah, evolution probably isn't speeding up, or if it's speeding up, it's not, oh, well, maybe it's going to take, instead of billions of years, it'll only take hundreds of millions. You know, like, I kind of don't understand that whole philosophy of evolution is speeding up. But at the same time, your idea that natural selection is the only sort of avenue for evolution is incorrect. There are actually several things. There's adaptation, genetic drift, genetic flow, mutation. Then there's natural selection, and then there's what's called speciation, which is something that human beings will never, ever witness, ever. Because speciation is one of those things in evolution where an animal crosses from being one type of animal to another. For example, people talk about like a mammal becoming a bird, or a reptile, or a fish becoming an amphibian, or an amphibian becoming a reptile, that sort of thing. And the reason why we will never see speciation, or no one will ever witness speciation, is because that line is, it's, there's no definite sort of point where an animal becomes another animal. Like, for example, look at the platypus. It's got webbed feet, a bill, fur, and lays eggs. Is that an animal that's probably undergoing speciation right now? I'd bet, but we're not going to say that. We're just going to classify it as a mammal.
Right. I kind of get where you're coming from. So there's no way to classify something like that. And you have to, speciation is something you'd take from a historical point of view.
But on the other side, no, you were saying as far as natural selection is, you're considering that evolution only occurs when a large portion of a population is being killed off.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not the case. What evolution, I mean, this is sort of again, there are so many different avenues and different methods for evolution, but what it really is a mutation. When mutations occur in DNA, they are very, very subtle normally, unless you're talking about something like bacteria. Those mutations to DNA are very, very small things. Radiation can affect people's DNA greatly, which is why there's such a problem over in Iraq now. All these troops are coming back, and the children that they're having have Down syndrome because their DNA has been so greatly damaged, the troops, that is. And these troops get all sorts of diseases. But if they were mutations that were somehow beneficial, or maybe even not beneficial, those mutations may or may not get passed on through breeding. So something doesn't have to die in order for evolution to take place. It just has to be something that is more, slightly more preferable. For example, a subtle mutation might be if a girl was born with bushy eyebrows and, you know, wasn't tweezing them or doing something like that, and maybe she would be less attractive, less likely to have children. That would be the sort of thing that would drive evolution.
Sure, it's driving it slow. It's sure driving it slowly.
No, absolutely. Billions of years. Evolution takes a very long
time. It's not driving it nearly as quickly as natural selection would.
You know, that may, or that's debatable. I mean, certainly things like a huge climate shift would have a much greater effect. I mean, there are certain things that cause faster and slower evolution.
Well, it's saying here, it says in the article that the increase in human population from millions to billions in the last 10,000 years has accelerated the rate because of the new environments that we needed to adapt to, and because of the larger population, more mutations were occurring.
Right, and that absolutely makes sense, that more mutations would be occurring and that those mutations would be spreading around, and that absolutely makes sense. But, I mean, we're going from glacially slow to maybe slightly less glacially slow. I mean, it's almost sort of like a joke to say that evolution is speeding up. It went from imperceptible to imperceptible.
All right, so here's my question. Wisdom teeth, not having them, is that more evolved than having them?
I wouldn't know that.
That's a historical standpoint.
I would guess that it's probably more evolved to not have them because The old skeletons, actually, it's thought that part of the reason why human beings have gotten smarter is because their teeth have moved out of the way to allow the size of the brain cavity in the skull to expand.
So the rednecks in Arcadia, Florida, with no teeth, are far more evolved than I am.
I don't think they have no teeth because they were born that way.
Oh, okay. I'm just trying to clear it up. So there you go. So Mark, that means I'm more involved than you.
Speaking of rednecks who are uneducated, actually, the other thing that I wanted to bring up real quick is on the BBS. I'm currently I have sort of a discussion going that I'd like people to hear about, get involved in. I'm currently preparing to write a speech for a class on the education system, and I'd like some input. I thought I was going to have to deliver the speech last week, but I've got a little bit of extra time. So if anybody wants to jump in, just certain issues on how we can go about privatizing our education system or really marketizing it.
Didn't you say that you wanted the speech to be, I guess, approached? You wanted to approach it from you're talking to someone that has no idea about liberty, like trying to persuade them?
Absolutely. It's a completely general audience, possibly even some people who are going to be very opposed. And the audience is not going to have really sort of any idea. So I think a lot of the way that I want to approach it was with a lot of statistics, and I definitely would like to talk about, if anyone can help me with the statistics and the data, I'd really like to try and approach how the costs would work out. In other words, how a private education system would feasibly be funded by charity and how that would work. So that's what I would really like the most help with, is if people know like some numbers about how much people spend in charity every year and how much the education system is costing us, and you know how that would work if the education system was privatized.
Good luck looking into those numbers. I certainly don't have them at my fingertips. I mean, just pulling up.
Nobody does.
Right, from recall, I know that it's, I mean, I think it's over $150 billion a year that people contribute to charity in this country. I don't know, you know, to which charities, but just charitable contributions in general. And, of course, there's various different ways that, you know, one could approach a speech like that. You could approach it, depending on your audience, you could approach it from a educational freedom perspective, and that teachers would finally be able to innovate and try different things as opposed to being stifled by the system. You could also approach it from a more fiscal conservative standpoint and suggest that it would save people money. Of course, then there's the freedom aspect of not having to be forced to pay for things that you don't necessarily plan to use if you aren't going to have kids and that sort of thing. So certainly a wide variety of choices, and people can go to the BBS to help you out with that. What form is it in, Johnson?
I believe it's in the general form right now.
General form. So there you go. Go take a look at that and see if you can give him some assistance. And thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate the evolution expertise. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's twradios.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating. But they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. 1126, or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with a challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. Her face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up anything. Toll free number 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features for free. So enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. The dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. Take a look at that. Shrine.freetalklive.com. And movies, lingerie, and marital aids. AdamEve.com has got a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com/talk and get 50% off of one item. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. That's 50% off at AdamEve.com/talk. We go to the phones to the fun. John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey, John, what's on your mind?
Hey, something's been on my mind for a couple of weeks here, it seems, when this thing I heard on the podcast. I don't follow the threads as much as a lot of people, so I don't get the divide with the political versus the apolitical, because I just don't read all of that. But I do get a sense from what you reported as reporters. To me, it struck me in the heart. You almost got a song out of it.
Wow.
It really, really means something to me. I hate to see this between my friends. It's like a split up.
I would agree.
People that you really love.
Just to recap for our listeners just tuning in, what you're referring to is something that's going on up here in New Hampshire. Many of the Free State Project members, and theoretically could go on as the
anywhere.
Liberty Movement spreads around the country.
Anywhere. It goes on in communities everywhere.
Well, not so, it's just not as pronounced anywhere else,
right,
because there aren't as many activists. But the Liberty activists that have moved here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project have begun to splinter to some extent into camps of those who are engaging in politics and okay with that, and those who are completely morally opposed to engaging in politics and are not okay with that. The splintering hasn't really gone too much further beyond the internet forums, though, at this point. It's just that some are concerned, and I think rightly so, that it may spill over into the real world eventually.
Well, like I said, it bothers me enough that there's probably even a song in it for me, because it's disturbing. But to both sides, I need to say, guess what, folks? We've got somebody that runs a paper who's an apolitical type, who runs Ron Paul things, who happens to be a congressman, and probably even prints things that are speeches of his from Congress. Dr. Ron Paul has even endorsed civil disobedience.
He has.
There's guys like me who are in the middle. We watch and we listen. And there's purists on either side. And, man, if one side starts sniping at the other, hey, I've been the type of guy, I like to be an activist. I've done various things. I've gone to the State House and testified. I've written songs. I've done something in between, which is kind of supporting friends that do civil disobedience stuff. But guys like me that are stuck in the middle, to both sides, I need to say this. When you want to start attacking the other side, you're going to turn me off. I can work with both of you people, and if you want to be the type that's sniping at someone else, I'm in favor of peace. I'm in favor of getting along. And when I see somebody working against the other side, guess what? I'm not going to be working with you anymore. I don't like that. I start questioning the commitment to peace.
I'm with you on that. I also feel as though I'm in the middle, and I empathize with both sides, and I understand where they're coming from. But at the same time, I agree with you. Attacking each other is certainly not going to do anybody any benefit.
The attack is the part that really hurt me. The report that I heard, it kind of stung me when somebody said, you don't stand up for a... It was like somebody called me stupid. And it's a woman that I met, and I like her.
Mm-hmm. She's a nice girl.
But
I met her once myself.
You don't stand up for a judge, you're stupid. Hey, guess what? I ain't stupid, neither are you. Don't start calling me that.
Right. Well, the other side, though...
We're going for the same stuff here, ain't we, baby?
I agree. But let's be fair, though. Both sides are a little bit... can be a little nasty. There was that side of insulting those who do want to participate in civil disobedience and not stand for judges and that sort of thing.
Here's the real worst part of it. Imagine a guy like me... I'm committed. I've already moved. I had a promise to myself many, many years ago. I was coming to New Hampshire anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine somebody who didn't have that deep commitment, and they were kind of looking at the situation from afar and saying, am I going to try to do this? They might say, imagine a guy with my kind of stuck-in-the-middle thing from afar.
It doesn't seem like it's really worth making the move for, does it?
They might be saying, you know what? If someone on that side is getting nasty and the other side's nasty, I think maybe I don't want to be with them. One of my things is it's beautiful. The best people I've ever known are here in the freedom movement.
It's an amazing group of activists. On both sides, John. I mean, on both sides, there are an amazing group of political activists here. Mark and I just spent a couple hours with the guys over at NHCapTV.com. They're going to have us on their show within the next week. And they're doing some amazing work at the State House and looking at the bills and really taking some time to really analyze them from a pro-liberty perspective and vote them up and vote them down, that sort of thing. And then there's the apoliticals that are just doing just stunningly amazing and exciting civil disobedience.
Yeah.
It's just the name call. That's not necessary. I mean,
right,
when
the thing is, like the guy that's over there at that station, he probably is. If I have the same guy in mind, Dennis, he is smart enough and a nice enough person. He's a great guy to be around. He is smart enough to not be. He might not agree with everything anybody else is doing. Don't start sniping at people.
Yeah.
Do what you do, for crying out loud.
We are
working towards freedom.
Exactly right. And if you focus on what you're doing, that's what's most important.
I've done everything from I've testified at the legislature in Concord. I have worked for candidates locally. I have played a song outside of a prison and even done it out, moved down to Connecticut when that was necessary for a friend. I've written songs. I'll do all of that. When somebody starts sniping at the other guy, I start saying, maybe I don't want to hang around with the... So in other words...
Absolutely.
If you're a political type and you think you're gaining points by slamming my friends who are not political, F you. I don't want to hang around with somebody who's attacking my other friends. I want to be friends with all of these people. We can work together. And the only way it's going to work is when we're... The freedom people... We'll get it together and calm down, take a deep breath, and say, hey, we're all on the same team.
Absolutely. In fact, let me point something out to you, though, just so you know. The other side of this is the apoliticals. There are certain people on their side. You were talking about the two extremes, and you mentioned the one extreme where the political people sniping at the apoliticals. Well, the apoliticals snipe by calling the politicals immoral.
So those people on that side who are calling me immoral, who has protested outside of prison, supported a friend, protested at the federal building, written songs in favor of them,
right.
And now you're going to start calling me immoral?
They're alienating you, and that's not very healthy.
Somebody who is working in your direction from a different angle?
Yep.
Please, stop that nonsense. I think Mark had a friend who called it dividing up that kind of small pie in very, very thin slices.
Right, right. It's a small pie to be cutting the slices.
You want to lose? Guess what? Didn't you do it real fine in your committee meetings with the Libertarian Party? Did there used to be a party where you could parse everything?
Yep.
Let's do Robert's Rules.
John, I like what you have to say, man, and thank you for bringing it up. I think that a lot of the activists really should pay close attention to your words, because you are you are one of those people who are in the middle, and you're being alienated by both sides, and that's not a healthy thing at all. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231.
He's always passionate about it.
That's why I thought it was important to talk about this. Instead of brushing it under the rug as though it's not happening, really focus on this, because I understand people in the other 49 states, they aren't necessarily having these conflicts, but as the liberty movement grows, inevitably you're going to see these differences become more pronounced. And if people feel like they need to take sides, they're making a big mistake. I think that both political and apolitical activism have an important place in the liberty movement, and it's critical that we work together and we stay friendly with one another. More on the way. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of. You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org. That's 888-LIB-DOLLAR or libertydollar.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free, so enjoy those on us. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go and shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. You're going to have to go shopping eventually, whether it be for something you need in your personal life, or if you need to just buy a bunch of gifts for the holiday season, you're going to have to do it. So why not do it at Amazon.freetalklive.com? You know Amazon is the world's largest internet retailer. They've got just an incredibly large selection, 41 categories to shop in. You can even buy used items, and Free Talk Live will still get a cut. So once again, Amazon.freetalklive.com. And as you know, sound money is under attack. The Liberty Dollar offices were raided by the FBI and Secret Service on November 14th, and all of its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to LibertyDollar.org and sign up for their updates and register for the class action lawsuit. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. That is, once again, LibertyDollar.org. In fact, I have an update from Bernard von Nothaus, the monetary architect and the man behind the Liberty Dollar. As we know, by the way, Bernard is going to be appearing, as long as he hasn't been arrested, at the upcoming Liberty Forum.
Arrested for nothing, right away.
Certainly not harming anyone. People that bought Liberty Dollars knew exactly what it was they were getting into. I have bought several of them myself. But as you know, the FBI's taken all the Liberty Dollars, but it turns out that what they're trying to do is they're trying to, the FBI, according to Bernard, is trying to move aggressively to forfeit their seizure for auction immediately. Meaning that they don't even want
to hold it for evidence?
Right. Well, there's no evidence because there's no crime committed. They've it's like when they accuse you.
Well, they haven't arrested anybody of anything.
Right. It's like when they accuse you of being a drug dealer and they get to take your house and your car and then go and auction it. It's their stuff. They don't have to really do anything. I mean, as long as they don't charge you with anything, it's very difficult for you to get it back. And if they've already auctioned it by that time, then what are you going to do? He says, if that doesn't shock and alarm you, then you're truly asleep. If there's ever been a time to support the Liberty Dollar, it is now. And then he talks about his arrest dollar, which is kind of a neat little thing that they're doing.
Yeah, I really like the arrest dollar. Apparently, he's taken regular Liberty Dollars that people have donated back in for some reason or another, just to be helpful.
Right.
And he has a special stamp. He's stamping on them and then reselling them. So
in order to raise money.
Right. Now you can get arrest dollars.
He's raising money for a lawsuit, which was going to be a class action suit. And he's changing that. He says, this is so shocking that it makes one wonder what's going on. Unfortunately, the draconian raid, seizure, forfeiture by this government is standard operating procedure. In fact, the more you learn, the worse it is. Once raided, the victim need not be arrested or even charged with a crime before his or her property can be forfeited and auctioned. This is so common that the police refer to this seized property as their property. After all, like any common thief, they stole it, so it's theirs. Or so they would have you think. He says, wait, it's not quite that simple with the Liberty Dollar. You see, I considered this dirty, stinking government trick when I designed and developed the warehouse receipt program. And although I didn't think they would really be this bad or simply ignorant, there's no doubt now. For that reason, I am not the signatory on the warehouse receipt. Nor could I sign the warehouse receipt because I'm not the warehouse official. I don't even work for the warehouse. Remember, the warehouse is totally independent and the official issuer of the warehouse receipt. NorFed, Liberty Services, myself, everybody who uses them are simply distributors of the receipt. So in case you don't know what we're referring to here, is the Liberty Dollar is both a paper currency and an actual piece of silver. There are both versions mm-hmm. that are distributed amongst the people that use them. And essentially what the paper currency is what he's saying. It's a warehouse receipt that actually says on it, you know, the bearer can be paid on demand this amount of silver. Mm-hmm. They're different denominations, so it could be a half an ounce, it could be an ounce or whatever. And it gives you the location of the warehouse. It gives you the, you know, the signature is of the warehouse official, the man who's in charge over there. There's a contract written on the back that specifies the details of the agreement, essentially. So what they've done here, as Bernard is pointing out, is they haven't seized this from Bernard. They weren't his in the beginning. They're everyone who has these Liberty warehouse receipts. I've got
the bearer,
several of them. Yeah.
Right.
So these federal government goons have stolen my money. And yours, too, if you had one of these warehouse receipts.
They took mine, too.
He says the worst news is economic persecution. Now we have to fight for your property with nothing because they took everything in the raid. If we hadn't received some donations to get a new computer, we wouldn't even be able to send out this cry for help. He says this is very serious. He points out the search and seizure warrants were for property at specific addresses. The property they seized at Sunshine, which is the Mint, backed the legal signed warehouse receipts. That property was and still is owned by the bearers of the receipts and the digital Liberty Dollar holders, because they have an electronic version as well. He says that's your property that they have stolen. And he points out that, in all fairness, I don't think Agent Andy and the FBI who raided the warehouse at Sunshine Mint actually know what they're doing. Yes, they can be certainly more damaging than a village idiot, but they may not know much more. It's obvious that they don't understand how a warehouse receipt program works. Except for my personal account at Sunshine Mint, none of the confiscated material was my property. It was yours. And he goes on to promote LibertyDollar.org that you get signed up for the lawsuit, which he has changed now. The class action suit, he says that they've got over 3,000 names now signed up for this class action suit.
He's been telling people every night to do it. So.
And they need more, so if you want to get on board, go to LibertyDollar.org, get more information on that. But he's changed it now. Instead of being a class action lawsuit, they plan to list everybody by name on the lawsuit. Says we want the judge to see how many people the U.S. government has injured. It's important for the judge to know that thousands of good people from all over the United States who committed no crime have been injured and need immediate restitution. So they've now renamed the lawsuit to the wrongful seizure lawsuit. It is no longer a class action suit. Very interesting.
And well, I've signed up for it, and I would encourage everyone to do so.
Yep, as have I. And if you want to be kept in the loop, obviously, we'll do our best to report the latest on Free Talk Live, but you can also go to LibertyDollar.org, and you can get signed up and receive the emails from Bernard as well. So this is critical. This is very important. He points out later in his email here that people, even if you don't have Liberty Dollars, if you care about sound money, if you care about gold backing, value backing, you really need to be paying attention. Even if you're just a gold bug, if you're somebody that has, what do they call them? The
numismatics.
If you've just got numismatics or some other form of gold, you need to be paying attention. Because the federal government has gone and stolen people's gold and silver. They've done it again. This happened in the past, in the early part of the 20th century.
It happened in the 1930s. Roosevelt did it.
Right. So they stole everybody's gold back then.
You know, as doing the talk show and worrying about actual value-backed currency. I forget that Americans don't realize that the government stole all of our gold at one point.
Right, all of it.
Exaggerating. All of it to the point that Americans were willing to turn in. Some good patriots said, forget it. I'm not giving you my gold. I'm keeping what's mine.
Right.
And when I say stole it, they bought it back for less than it was worth. And they told you had to because it was illegal to own it. illegal. Mm-hmm. Like this was cocaine or heroin or uranium or something like that.
And because most Americans consider themselves good law-abiding citizens, they did as the government demanded and turned over their gold. So there was only a select few that actually flaunted the law and kept their gold, which I would have done personally.
Yeah, I would have too.
And please
keep my mouth shut about it, though.
Just take this as a shot across the bow. This is a warning.
Yeah, they've given you the warning, people.
They have stolen the Liberty Dollar's supply of gold and silver. They've stolen it from all of the holders of the Liberty Dollar certificates. They could very well go after you next. They could go after your organization. We know they targeted eGold earlier I think it was early this year. They went after a completely different gold-based company, a gold-based business. And they're getting away with it to very little fanfare. There are no huge nationwide news articles being published about this. There's no news organization that's following this. Free Talk Live is not a news organization. MSNBC, Fox News, they might have reported on it once. No one's following the case.
Apparently.
No one cares. The government's stealing gold again. It's happening again. So please beware, be cautious, and pay attention. Because this could happen to you next. 800-259-9231. Speaking of banning things, it looks like the Dutch have gone and made a mistake. You know, the same people that have decriminalized marijuana, and they've had just tremendous success with it, right? The statistics show that teenagers in the Netherlands...
Yeah, the usage is down.
...are much less likely to use marijuana than they used to be. Back when it was illegal, and far less likely to use it than American kids.
Right.
So it's been an incredible success, but now the Netherlands has decided to ban something completely different.
Okay.
So marijuana is still semi-legal there. It's not really fully legal, but it's not really illegal. But now they are going to ban hallucinogenic mushrooms. Which, believe it or not, they weren't banned before now. So we'll talk about that coming up here in hour number two. And we'll talk about why. And it's just a silly reason why. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Hour two's on the way. Anything goes. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Doctors.